Looking In, Looking Over. Written by Safely Capricious. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Svetlana has been watching Ilya skate since before he could see over the boards. She hasn't watched all of his games, of course, but most of them. Now that he's in the MHL, she watches all of them, although sometimes after the fact. If just so she can text him with exactly what she thinks he did wrong. Openings he didn't take, or bad choices. He loves her, really. And Cliff does not claim to be one of the smartest bastards on the ice. Wouldn't want to be. That kind of pressure and stress? Fuck that. But he isn't dumb, and he's observant as shit. And Hayden loves Shane. He does. But he sometimes gets pissed off with what Shane can get away with. Or no one sees the full picture, but they all get pieces. Author notes. This was both hockey-picked and baited by Girl Back There, and baited again by Very Roch. I need all the help I can get. Attempts to keep my fig leaf from transparency are failing badly, but for real, they saved my bacon. Mwah for you both. Podficker notes. This was recorded as part of Ice Out Heated Rivalry. Thank you for your continued support of human rights. Svetlana has been watching Ilya skate since before he could see over the boards. She hasn't watched all of his games, of course, but most of them. Now that he's in the MHL, she watches all of them, although sometimes after the fact. If just so that she can text him with exactly what she thinks he did wrong. Openings he didn't take, or bad choices. He loves her, really. She is watching a game now, live, Boston against Montreal, and thus live texting him so that he can be frustrated when he gets off the ice and sees 100 separate texts from her. She takes her joy where she can get it. She's mostly ignoring the commentators. They are only managing to be correct about a quarter of the time, and that is nothing she cannot see with her own eyes. And when they are wrong, they are very, very wrong. They keep talking about the rivalry, about how Ilya hates this Hollander, and the feeling is mutual. She has seen enough interviews with Hollander to think that he would be embarrassed to actually hate someone. Ilya, she knows, does hate, and deeply. But the look on his face when he and Hollander are facing off is not hate or dislike. It is anticipation. Enjoyment. He has always liked a challenge. She knows he must love to play against Montreal, against the only other center who always gives him that challenge. The commentators are wrong about that. Although not about how badly done that shot on goal was. But again, she can see it herself. Break. Cliff does not claim to be one of the smartest bastards on the ice. Wouldn't want to be. That kind of pressure and stress? Fuck that. But he isn't dumb, and he's observant as shit. So it only takes 3 games for him to see it. Well, 6. But really 3. Even if there's some luck involved. They're on a road trip, and he's rooming with Rozzy, and Rozzy is watching the Metros game in the hotel room. 3 times he sees this happen. Rozzy watches the Metros and hisses between his teeth when Hollander gets boarded or body-checked or anything. If it's rough, at least. The ones that make that specific hiss and, well, it could be nothing. The first time, he assumed it was satisfaction. The first time, Hollander had gotten slammed by some huge defenseman from Chicago. They'd played Chicago 2 weeks later, and Roz had checked the man, Smith. A clean hit, but hard enough that Smith hadn't made it back into the game before it was over. Then, Hollander had gotten high-sticked by the third-line winger from Ottawa. They'd played Ottawa a month later, and Roz had taken him down, too. This one not so clean, but just as vicious. The one that really clinched it for Cliff, though, was the center from Tampa, who had just tried to drop gloves on Hollander, which was honestly ridiculous. Everyone knew the kid was shit at chirping. Dude was just pissed he hadn't won a single face-off. Ilya had waited until close to the end of the game when they had a 3-point lead to slam him up against the boards hard enough that his team medic placed him on concussion protocol. And Cliff had been watching Roz, and he hadn't chirped at the asshole at all, just came at him out of fucking nowhere. So now Cliff watches the Metro games and makes note of anyone who is rough with Hollander. and then just stays the fuck out of his captain's way whenever they face those poor bastards next. He does not understand their rivalry, and he does not want to know. But it is kind of fun to know who is going to get bruised to hell before the game, and not because he's going to take him out. Break. Hayden loves Shane. He does. But he sometimes gets pissed off with what Shane can get away with. None of the other teams buy it, of course. But the media does. The fans do. He's dropped gloves once, and it was after a game and inexplicable. The other teams and the other players know, though, because they're on the ice with him. Shane didn't even used to know how to chirp, or, well, he did, but he was always weirdly robotic about it, very performative and very ignorable. And it's normal that being in the MHL would change that he'd learn, or just swear more. A lot of guys just throw around swear words, not even bothering to put together a sentence. Unfortunately, Shane apparently figured out how to put together a narrative. But teams have started to request to be mic'd, because if anyone is mic'd on the ice, then Shane goes back to media darling mode, which is, admittedly, still enough to piss people off, but less. Hayden hasn't heard most of the verbal gut shots, but he's seen players react to it. When there are no mics, their faces go red and then white, or sometimes white and then red. When there are mics, they just grind their teeth and swear at him. Hayden has heard some, though, just by being close enough on the ice. Shane looking all concerned and asking St. Sebastian if he was having trouble with his wife since he'd seen her not wearing her ring out on the town. Shane smiling like a little kid and telling Jameson that just because he was learning how to skate in the 80s, he doesn't need to be going for the Tanya. Shane looking amused and asking Smithy if he'd seen the Mighty Oaks game the night before because their center could skate rings around him. Hayden looked it up later and found it to be the Teen Girls League out of Smithy's rink and, well, Shane was right. If Kane decided to go pro, she was going to be a fucking beast. When someone is mic'd, though, then Shane just turns to stats. He starts telling them what their stats were at this time last year versus this year, and Hayden makes fun of him for it once when they're waiting in line to get coffee during an away game, and Shane just turns to him dead-eyed and starts telling him his stats, and Jesus, he's still shaky when they play Dallas 4 hours later. So yeah, sometimes Hayden hates that everyone thinks his best friend is this paragon of hockey and not just the most devious motherfucker on the planet. Break. Shane doesn't chirp much at all when they play Boston, which, well, they're almost always hard games. Hayden gets that. Also, he's pretty sure Shane would start swearing as bad as he can if he opened his mouth, and for some reason, he's decided to try to go for this squeaky clean image that doesn't do that. So Shane is mostly quiet when they play Boston. Until he isn't. Except, the things he's saying seem to be in Russian? It sure as shit sounds like Russian. What did you say to him? Hayden asks, after a face-off that has Rozanov sputtering and a goal for Hollander, as they wait on the bench for their next turn. Huh? Shane asks, dragging his attention away from the game and looking at Hayden blankly. He's chewing on his mouth guard, as always, and after only a second, he's back to looking at the ice. Rozanov, Hayden clarifies. I've never seen him hesitate. Hayden watches faint color spread over Shane's cheeks, and then they're getting tapped on the shoulder, and Shane is vaulting back onto the ice. Break. Cliff does not mean to take Hollander out. He does mean to knock him off the puck, but that's the game. But Hollander having to be carried off the ice, not sure until the next day if he's even going to be okay? Cliff does not mean for that to happen. It's not until the next day, though, as he's getting ready to leave the hotel and fly home, that he starts to worry. Because now he's the one who knocked out Hollander, and is Rozzy going to check him during practice? Make him run bag skates until he actually dies? He doesn't know, and he lives in fear for months. Break. Svetlana is able to watch the All-Star Game live that year. She almost doesn't. The All-Star Game is not as good as the regular game, in her opinion. In theory, all of the players are the top of their game, and it should be excellent. In practice, it isn't a real game, and few, if any, of them have played on a team together with limited practice times. Because they're all usually good, they aren't terrible, but they don't mesh well, and she thinks most regular teams could beat them easily enough. Normally, that means she would not prioritize it, even though he is playing. But there is something wrong with Ilyusha, and he has been especially erratic when speaking about this game, so she will watch it live, since she cannot be there in person. As always, the commentators are mostly wrong, or speaking the obvious. This time, as it is every time her Ilya is on the ice with Hollander, the stupid and wrong is that they hate each other, and the obvious is that they are incredible together. She sits forward and watches the play. She knows how little time they have available to practice, and for all that Ilya would never play poorly, she doubts he wants to spend all of that time practicing. But even if he did, they play like... They move together like they have been skating on the same team for years. They barely look before they pass, and it connects again and again and again. So the wrong and stupid is extra both this time, because she can see that her Ilyusha is as happy as she has ever seen him, and Hollander is smiling back at him. End. Thank you for listening. Author notes. It goes forward in time first. Sveta, Cliff, Hayden, then backwards in time. If you want to read it in chronological, then do Sveta, Cliff, Hayden, Sveta, Cliff, Hayden. But I liked the up the hill and down the hill approach. Is Shane calling Ilya pet names in Russian? Or is he just saying the cat is on the table with such a bad accent that Ilya loses the will to live? Unclear. Hope you enjoyed. I'm learning hockey terms, which was not something I was expecting to ever do. But here we are.